I'm not sure any of us have.
I know, I'm overwhelmed by its size and complexity. But I hope to make some kind of sense of it by the end of the week.
Are you here covering for somebody? Or?
Yeah, for Newsweek.
Okay, excellent. Is this your first convention?
Nope. I did the Republicans in 1988.
Uh-huh.
That was the year of George H.W. Bush and Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
And that was great because we had a drama in situ.
Yeah.
The selection of Quayle. And then the subsequent nervous breakdown of Quayle when his non-Vietnam record came out. But there isn't going to be anything like that here.
Does it feel boring to you?
Not yet. I think they're going to be very moderate and very...
Trying to get out, I think.
Yeah, this way.
That's a side step.
Right.
Thank you.
Sorry, you think they're going to be...
Well, I think it's all going to be... Mr. Nice Guy and saying, you know, pity that Obama didn't work, he was a nice guy, but the time has come, you know, to put the whole thing back under adult supervision.
Right. Do you think from the sort of British and European point of view, if the Americans chuck Obama out, there'll be a lot of wrenching and crying and we've sort of lost a global leader?
Well, Mitt Romney certainly is. Is pretty close to zero on foreign policy.
Yeah.
And Obama's success has all been in foreign policy.